You know, Parshas Terumah starts all the inyonim of the Binyan HaMishkan, the Hakomas HaMishkan, and the Avodah of the Mishkan. And so it continues for the rest of Sefer Shemois, Terumah, Tetzaveh, Siso, Vayakel, Pekideh, very, very many Pesikim and Parshias telling us about the Avodah, the Binyan of the Mishkan. We need to understand, however, how all of this comes and why does it come into Sefer Shemois. Sefer Shemois is referred to as the Sefer HaGe'ilah, where we learn about the Gulas Mitzrayim and then Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is Sefer Shemois. Sefer Vayikra, that's the Sefer where we learn about all the Karbonus, the Avodah, which was done in the Mishkan. L'chaira, Sefer Shemois should finish at the end of Parshas Beshalach, perhaps Yisroi, perhaps still Mishpotim, or but afterwards, Terumah, Tetzaveh, and so on. This really doesn't belong anymore in Sefer HaGe'ilah. This should be L'chaira in Sefer Vayikra, where we're taught about the Avodah of the Karbonus. So why are all these Sedras put into Sefer Shemois? The Ramban, in his opening words, in his Hakdoma to Sefer Shemois, he addresses this question. And he tells us a Moiridiki Yesod. And he writes as follows. Hine Hagules Eineni Nishlam Adyoim Shivam El Mekoimam Vel Malas Avoisom Yoshivi. The Gulis has not come to an end, will not come to an end, until the Yidden return and they regain their former greatness, Vel Malas Avoisom Yoshivi. And when they come back to the original Madrega of the Ovois, writes the Ramban, Ekashiyotzim Mitzrayim, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Afa Pishiyotzim Beis Avudim, although they'd gone out of the Beis Avudim, they were no longer enslaved by Paroi, Adayin Yechshavi Goylim, they were still considered as if they were in Gaulis. They were still under the influences of the Gaulis. However, Keshebu El HaSinai, when they came to HaSinai, V'usi HaMishkan, and they built the Mishkan, V'shav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hishesh Chinusa B'neihem, and then when they made the Mishkan, Ribono Shel Olam put his Shechina amongst them, V'usi LeMikdash Shechanti B'soichem, Oz Shuvi El Malos Avoisom. Then says Ramban, they came back to the original Madrega of the Zaydas Shahoya, which was Sod Eloikai Alei Oholehem. We know by the others, by the Moors, there was Onon Koshe Alaho. There was always a cloud, an Anan HaKovid, which was over the tent of the Ovois, of the Moors, to signal, to show us that there was Hashuz Hashchina. The Malas Avoisim, says the Ramban, this is the side of Eloikai Alei Avoisom, of having the Rabbeinu Shalom on top of their Alei Al Oleim, on top of their tents, Vaheim Hamekova, Va'oz Nechshevi Ge'ilim. And when they got to that level, they got to that Madrega, then says the Ramban, now they are finally regarded as if they are Ge'ilim. They have finally been redeemed. Therefore, with these words of the Ramban, we understand why all these Sedras are put into the Sefer Shemois, the Sefer HaGe'ilah. Because the Ge'ilah did not just come about the second they passed through passport control, when they went out of the border of Egypt, then they became free. Says Ramban, no, Adayin Yechshevi Goylim. It was as if they were still in Golus, they were still under the influences of the Golus. We know, unfortunately, many, many Yidden after the Second World War, after all the horrors that they'd experienced in the Holocaust, although the war had ended, however, these Yidden didn't become free. They were still Nebuch being tormented. They were still trapped with all their terrible images that they had in front of their mind, what they'd seen, what they'd gone through. So they were not actually behind bars, but they were not free people by any means. And many of them, for years and decades later, still were Nebuch, suffering terribly what they'd experienced during the Second World War. Tells us the Ramban, the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, they weren't yet free. They were still under everything they'd experienced. The physical, the spiritual, the emotional hardship what they'd had in Mitzrayim. When they came to the Torah, to Hasinam and Kabul the Torah, they built the Mishkan. There was Zoycha to Ashur's Hashchina, Oz El Malas Avoysom Yoshivi. Then only they came back, they retained their former Madrega of the Ovois of the Moors, and then they are considered as if they had gone out and become Ge'ilim, they become finally freed and redeemed. In the Sefer Noyim Eliezer from the Skelene Rebbe Zechoin Levrucha, he says a gewaldig gewod. We know B'Shas Kabul Satoira, the Rebbein Shem was Kofa Aleim HaKegigis. The Rebbein Shem put the mountain of Sinai on top of them. And Chazal learned this out from the Pusik, Vayisyatzvi Tachtis Hoho. And they stood underneath the mountain. How can a person be underneath the mountain? From here we learn out. Kof aleim hakegigis. So says the Skelene Rebbe, we know in Lushna Kodesh, the normal word to be standing is vayamdi. Oimed is the Lushan of standing. Here the Pusik doesn't say vayamdi tachtisoho. It says vayisyatzvi. What does the word vayisyatzvi mean? It doesn't mean to stand, that's vayamdi. Vayisyatzvi means to stand straight, to stand erect. Like it's written, Atem nitzovim hayoim kilchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Asks the Skelene Rebbe Gevaldik Kasha, when we know somebody is forced to do something which he doesn't want to do, if you're forced to do something, a person then, he's bent over, he feels subjugated, he feels that there's an all on top of him. A person in such a situation does not stand up straight, he doesn't stand erect, he's bent over. If here we're speaking about that there were tachtis haho because the Rebbe Shem was forcing them, kof aleim hakegigis, so then the Torah shouldn't use this expression vayisyatzvi, they stood up straight, they stood erect. It should say vayamdi, they stood, and I understand they weren't standing straight. So this Skelene Rebbe, a gewaltig gewod, the Or HaChayim HaKodesh there in Parshas Nitzovim explains why does Moshe Rabbeinu use this word Nitzovim? Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kilchem Lifnei Hashem Lekeichem. Says the Or HaChayim HaKodesh there, you know when a person can stand up straight? When he is Lifnei Hashem Lekeichem, when he is standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Somebody is standing in front of the Rabbi Shloim, he's close to the Rabbi Shloim, then that person, he is achieving purpose in his life. He knows what the Tachlis HaChaim is. This person is standing up straight. When a person, however, says the Orachayim HaKodesh, is far away, his distance from the Rabbi Shloim, he might think he's standing up straight, but really, he's a bent over person. Here, Dafke here, because Kof Aleim HaKegigis, the Rabbi Shloim says, I want you to accept the Torah. You might not understand at this moment why and what's so great about it. Oba, you'll understand later on. And therefore, says the Torah, Vayisyatzvi, the emissary standing up straight is through the Kof Aleim HaKegigis. When are Yidden considered as if they are free? Ein lecho ben choyren ele misha oisek ba Torah. A person is only a ben choyrim, somebody who keeps the Torah. The goyim, they might think they're free, they can go where they want, they can do what they want, they can eat what they want, they can live how they want, but the truth is they're not free people. All these people are slaves to their yetzer hara. They like to kid themselves, like to pretend as if they're free, but really they are not free people. Who's a free person? Vayisyatzvi tachtas ahor. And this is the same message that Ramban is telling teaching us. When did the Yidden become free? They became free when they were mekabel the Torah, and when they built the Mishkan, and there was zoicha v'usi l'migdash v'shachanti v'soicham. So the Ramban explains that the yesod of building the Mishkan was to achieve this madrega of soid Elokai alei oholehem, that they should come to this level that the Rabbeinu Shloilem is going to be on top of their heads, like it was by the Ovis and the Emus Anan Kosher al oil from Surah Imeini. So we know it's written in this week's Parsha when they built the Mishkan for Usi es Hakrushim Atse Shittim Oimdim. The Rebbeinu Shloim says for Usi es Hakrushim, you should make the Kerushim. The Kerushim means the pieces of wood should be made from a type of wood which is called Atse Shittim and Oimdim, and it should be placed vertically, not horizontally. Chazal asked in the Medrash, where did the Yidden get this wood from? This particular type of wood, Atzei Shittim in the Midbar, didn't grow in the Midbar. Where did they have it? Rashi brings us one opinion that Yaakov Avini planted it and he brought it down with him to Mitzrayim, and then the Yidden took it out. However, there is another Medrash, a Medrash Rabbah, and the Medrash Rabbah tells us that this wood came actually from Avroham of Vini. And Azoi state in Medrash Tanachima, and Azoi state as well in Targum Yoinason in this week's Parsha. The Medrash Rabbah says as follows: when the Rabbeinu Shloilem told Yaakov Avini to leave Eretz Yisrael and to go down to Mitzrayim, on the way he made a detour. State in the Pusik, Vayisa Yisrael v'chola sheloi v'yuvoi be'era shova. He went on the way down to Mitzrayim, made the detour and went via Be'sheva. Why did he go via Be'sheva? Tells us the Medrash as follows. We know Avraham Avinu lived in Be'sheva. And Yaakov Avini went to Be'sheva and he removed from the house of Avraham Avini the Atzei Shittim, the planks of wood, which were in the house of Avraham Avini. And he took those planks of wood with him down to Mitzrayim. And tells us the Medrash Tanachima, that's why the Torah calls these Atzei Shittim Oimdim. They have to be Oimdim to remind us of the Achnusas Ochim of Avraham Avini, like it's written, Vehi Oimed Aleim Tachas Ho'etz Vayocheli. When Avraham Avini served his guests, he didn't just sit down around the table with them. You know, sometimes people enjoy hosting people. It's very geschmack. You sit down and... No, Avraham Avini had guests, but he didn't eat with them. Vehi Oimed Aleim. He was busy, constantly, the whole time, looking and trying to help them. Oimed Aleim. Says the Medrash Tanachima, Atzei Shittim Oimdim, the Oimdim, to remind us of the Vehi Oimed Aleim. In the Targum Yoinason tells us, we know the Mishkan had what was called a Briach HaTichon, had a central piece of wood which went the whole way along the Mishkan, the three walls of the Mishkan, to keep it in place. A central beam. Where was this Briach HaTichon from? Tells us the Targum Yoinason. This was again from the house of Avraham Avini. And the Targum Yoinason now explains to us, why was this so important to have this Briach HaTichon from the house of Avraham Avini? And the Targum Yoinason tells us as follows. Because Avraham Avini, we know it's written in the Torah, Vayita Eshel, Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kel Oilom. Avraham Avini, he made an Eshel, he made an inn. The inn wasn't just merely, as Chazal tell us, Eshel as Rosh HaTevus, Achila, Shasia, Levia, that he would give them to eat, to drink, he would accompany them. The Ikka was Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kel Oilam. He would teach them there, he would call out in the name of Hashem, and he was Makar of all the people, Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. Said the Targum Yoinason, these planks of wood saw and heard how Avraham Avini, he would call out, Vetzali Tamon, and he would daven there, B'Shem Memra Dashem, in the name of Hashem. Therefore, that's why the Rabbeinu Shloilem wanted that these planks of wood should be in the Mishkan. We need to understand how this worked. Avraham Avini lived in the time of people who were Oivdei Avodah Zorah. They would come into his house and he would give them Eshel, Achila, Shsia, Leviya, and hey, suddenly they walked out. Bali, Shiva, Geirim, Tzadikim. How did this work? Al Regalachas tells us the Vilna Gaon, a Gavaldi Gavot. We know Avram Avini, he was Nichshel in the Chet of Eitz Hadas. That was a Chet of Achila. Noach, he was Nichshel in a Chet of Shsia, becoming drunk. The Anshei Sodom, they didn't understand the ABC, the Aleph base of what means Hachnusas Orchim. People came along, didn't know how to look after them. Avram Avini, he was Melava, his guest. This was the opposite of the behavior of Sodom. Zug the Vilna Gaon, Avram Avini, Vayita Shom Eshel, he was Mesaken, the Achila of Avram of Odom Arishon. He was Mesaken, the Shasia of Noach. He was Mesaken, the not doing Levia of Sodom. Avram Avini, when people came into his house and they saw how Avram Avini behaved, an old person, they became so nispoil by his behavior, by his midas, by his whole anahoga, that suddenly people realized the way I'm behaving can't be right. The priest down the road who preaches every Monday and Thursday to me, he doesn't behave like Avram Avini. He doesn't talk like Avram Avini. Obviously, everything which he's saying can't be true, because if he would, it would be true what he's saying. Why does he not look like Avram Avini? Why does he not behave like Avram Avini? Avram Avini, by his personal example, when they saw the behavior of Avram Avini, this made them realize this is the emes. A famous story about the Chofetz Chaim. Somebody was once put on trial in Vilna, wherever, in Radin. And the Chofetz Chaim was summoned to come along as a witness to testify that this person was innocent. And the defense afterwards said to the judge, do you know who this man, the Chofetz Chaim, is? You have to take his words seriously. And he told him a story that the Chofetz Chaim's house was once burgled. And the Chofetz Chaim heard the Ganef running away. And the Chofetz Chaim ran after this man. And he said, Amoichel you, Amoichel you. Because he didn't want this yid should be over an aveira of having stolen. He shouldn't be punished. Amoichel you. The judge said to the defense lawyer, tell me, do you believe such a story? A man, his house is burgled, and all he thinks about is, I don't want the ganef to be punished. And he says, I'm moichel you. So the defense lawyer said, my master, the judge, I don't know whether I do believe it or I don't believe it. One thing I do know is, about me and you, they don't say such stories. If they say this story about the Chofetz Chaim, if it's true or it's not true, I don't know. But the fact that people say such a type of story about this person, about the Chofetz Chaim, shows who we are dealing with. When the people came to Avram Avini's house, and they saw Avram Avini's behavior, how he served them, how he looked after them. So this made them realize, this from this person's behavior, obviously, this is the emes, and everything else is the sheker. So Avram Avini, his house was a mukim for Ashur's Hashchina. Says Rabbeinu Shloim, you want to build a Mishkan? A Mishkan has to be a place where there's going to be Hashos Hashchina. How is a person zoicha to Hashos Hashchina? Take the planks from Avram Avini, copy his example, emulate his way, and then you will be zoicha to Hashos Hashchina. Says the Orach Haim HaKodesh, the Torah tells us, V'usi li migdash v'shachanti b'soicham. What does it mean, v'shachanti b'soicham? Says the Orach the Shaboyshim wanted that the Mishkan should be built besoichem, in the middle, in the center of the Machne of Klal Yisrael. The Shaboyshim didn't want that the Mishkan should be built in some outlying corner, in some far-flung little area there. The Mishkan has to be built besoichem, in the very midst of Klal Yisrael, because the Mishkan has to become part and parcel of our lives. The Gemara tells us, Bizman Shebeis Hamigdash Hoyekayim, is Mizbeach was Mechapa on Klal Yisrael. Aba Achshav She'ein Beis Hamigdash Kayim, nowadays there is no Beis Hamigdash, Mis Odom Miskapa Al Yedei Shelchunoi. His Shilchon, his table in his house, that is his Mizbeach, and that is his Kapora. What does this mean? Your shilchan, your table in your house, that should be a kapura. That's somehow a mishkan. How does this work? But the pshat is as follows. Like we've said, the Avram Avini's house, the house of the Uvis and the Emors, was a miniature mishkan. It was sod elokai alei oholeim. There was zoyche to Ashur's Hashchina. Said the Rebbeinu Shloilem, you know why you build a mishkan? Because I want you to come back to this madrega. You should be on the madrega of the Uvis. How can you be on the madrega of the Uvis? Copying the example. So your shilchan, your house, you can convert that if you behave in the right way, that gets a kedisha like the mizbeach and like the mishkan. And with this we understand what we say every time when we bench. We say in the harachma, think about this very queer thing. Harachman yavur chaysoni brucha meriba babayis hazeh. Va'al shilchon zeh shachalni ulav. I understand, Rabbi Shem, please give a brucha into my house. That I can understand. But what does it mean, give a brucha va'al shilchon zeh shachalni ulav? Difference if it's this table or that table or no table. But what it means is al derech this gemura. The gemura says in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Mizbeach was mechaper. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we've got to make our house, our shilchan, to be doimer to a Mizbeach, to be doimer to a Mishkan. So how do we achieve this very, very high madrega? The first of the kelim, which is mentioned in this week's parsha, is the Uroin. Steht in the Pusik, v'usi Uroin atse shittim. They have to make the Uroin as well. V'tzipisa oisoi zoav tuha mibayis imichitz tetzapeni. Says the Torah, the Uroin had to be, so machloikas, there were three different Uroinas, an Uroin of zoav, then an Uroin of eitz, or Uroin of another Uroin of Zov, or which is one Uroin of Zov, which was coated with Zov inside and outside. But however it should be, tells us the Torah, you've got to make an Uroin, and it's got to have Zov, it's a piece of Zov, you have to cover it with Zov, mibayis, from inside, imi bachis, and from outside. Rav Koppelman Zechon Levrucha, the Rosh Hashiva of Litzen, said a very, very yesoidistic avot, what we learn out from this pusik. The Torah tells us the Uroin has to be coated in gold, mibayis, from inside and from outside. We know today we live in a very, very chitzonius dikke world, where the whole world is only concerned with outside appearances. That's we know, the larger, the bigger, the more noisy, the more show-offy, everything is on the appearance. If it looks good, advertising, everything is to try and sell you a product by making it look good from the outside. Whether it's good on the inside, that's a zweite Schale. The world is a very chitzoinistic world. We know that by us, the Ikka is the penimius. Chitzoinus might also be important, but the Ikka is the penimius. There's an old shala. Is it better to start with chitzoinius? And chitzoinius, steht in the form, is ma'oira ha'penimius. You work on the chitzoinius and you get towards penimius. Or rather, no. Start on the penimius and eventually you'll get to the chitzoinius. Said Rav Koppelman, from here we see, from this pusik, the Torah tells us you have to make the Uroin. The Uroin was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was the innermost part of the Mishkan. Inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we have the Uroin. Inside the Uroin, tells us the Torah, you should make it mibayis imichitz machitz. Start from the bayis, start from the inside, and then work your way out. What we are being told here by the Torah is, if a person wants to be zoicha to the Torah, Torah is penimius, kedisha. This is all things which is inside. Don't start with the outside. You start with the inside, and then through that you'll be zoicha to get to the outside. The sefer called Chaya Shloimeh from one of the Sadigera Rebbes, of Shloimeh Sadigera, and he says as follows, a gewaltige Lushen. He writes as follows, we all know each and every one of us is supposed to be building our own internal Mishkan. And he says the problem is that people say, you know what, I can't, it's difficult. And me at the Shem, the Beis HaMikdash will come back. Then we'll all be on high madregas. He said, that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is, we've got to work on ourselves. We've got to work on our insides. When we become ourselves a Leibedika Mishkan, then we can be Zoyche Mitz Hashem, that will be zoicha to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But the Binyan Beis HaMikdash cannot come about until we've made around our own revolution inside us. B'soicheini penima, deep inside us, he yesoid ha-yesoid shel ha-binyan. There, that's where we've got to build the Mishkan. Now we know it's written in the Sforim that the Kalim of the Mishkan, the Urain, the Shilchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, are meramas on the various different parts, various different Eivorim of a person. We need to know which is the most important Eivor. The Urain, it is written, is meramas keneged the Lev. The Lev of a person, that is keneged the Urain in the Mishkan. And we know there's a famous Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Ovis in the second Perek that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told his Talmidim, "Se'i ira'i ezer derech yeshura sheyidvak ba ha'udam." He told them all, "Go and have a look. What's the best way how a person can work upon himself?" Came along Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. And he said, Lev Toiv. The best thing is to have a Lev Toiv. And he told them after Rabbi Yechezkel, have a look, what's the worst middah? And Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said again, the worst middah is a Lev Ra. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is correct. This is the correct Mahalach. It all depends if you have a Lev Toiv. If you have a good heart, then you can get to anywhere where you want to. And Chis Chas Vashulim, person has a Lev Ra, then Chas Vashulim, he's in deep, deep trouble. And as I state in many, many Sforim, that the Ik is depending on the Lev. Writes the Ben Ish Chai, this is why we say in Davening, V'tahe libeini la'ov d'chob emes. Why, Davke, do we stress the Lev? Because the Ik, says the Ben Ish Chai, is the Lev. Ha'lev hi beis mochoin. The lave, that's the factory, that's the production line, l'ria chayim pe'udam, which keeps a person alive. V'shom nazim achshuvos, v'shorish kol achishim, and that's the source of all a person's thoughts, of all his feelings. And that's why Chazal say, rachmona liba boya. What's Rabbi Shem asking from us? He wants our heart. Yan Shem alev ye tu avenuchen. If you got a pure heart, os gam sha evorim, all your other limbs and all your other parts of your body will automatically come along. And as I state in many, many sforim, the ikar of a person is the lev. That's why we find by parosh that v'yachazek Hashem. A slave paroi. That's what, if his lave was hardened, he stood no chance. Everything depends on the lave. So just like in the Mishkan, the Torah starts first of building the Urain, and first the inner side of the Urain, Mibayis and Mechitz, so it is by a person. A person who wants to shtaig, he has to work on his heart. V'tahe libeini la'ov d'chob emes. Says Rabbi Aaron Kalina, that's why when we say vidi, we clap al chait on our heart. Why in our heart? I didn't do anything wrong with my heart. I might have done something wrong with my hands, with my feet, with my head, with my eyes, with my... Why the heart? The answer is because the heart is the goyrim for all our actions. And as I zung in Chazal and Medrash Rabbah and Koheles, everything which a person does all comes from the heart. There's a story told over from one of the Slonim Rebbes, the Divrei Shmuel. He was himself a Chalt Kivah Chusid, and he used to travel to the Eshter Chalt Kivah Rebbe of David Moshe. And somebody once asked him, why of all the tzaddikim did you select this tzaddik to go to him? And he said to him, because the Chotke Rebbe, he says, I don't understand. He didn't like other Rebbes. He never used to hardly speak. He never davened in front of the Umid. He sort of secluded himself. You could hardly get into him. So why did you go to somebody who's so hard to get into and you don't see much by him because he secludes himself? And the Divrei Shmuel, the Slon Rebbe, said a gewaltige answer, a mushel. And he said there are two types of tzaddikim. And he said, I'll give you a mushel of two types of rich people. There's one rich person who, if he wants to show you everything which he owns, it can take days and weeks. You'll have to walk with him and he'll show you. Look, you see those fields there? Those belong to me. You see those orchards over there? Those belong to me. You see that row of houses over there? Those are mine. You see those cattle grazing over there? Those are mine. You see all those horses? Those are mine. And he can show you days and days and weeks and weeks and weeks till he finally shows you everything which he owns. There's another rich man. If he wants to show you what he owns, he can show you in 1 minute. All he does is he takes out of his pocket a bag full of diamonds. But what those diamonds are worth is oila, is many, many more times than all the fields and the property and the horses and the cattle and everything else what the first rich man owns. Said the Slonim Rebbe, you have a tzaddik who's taka, he says over divrei Torah, gevaltig, you can listen for days, for weeks, for months, for years. It's rechova min hayom. And he davens beautifully, and everything else is gevaltig, and you can hear and hear and hear. But there's another tzaddik, you might not hear so much. Oh, but he's got such a leif torah, that leif torah is worth many, many more times what the other one has. Because the ikka is the leif torah. And he said, the Chod Kibbe Rebbe, his leif torah, this is unequal. No one else has the same. And this is this very same yesod which we're explaining. Avraham Avinu, his house was sod elokai alei oleim. There was constant hashus hashchina there. Why was hashus hashchina? Because Avraham Avinu vayita eshel, the way how he served his guests, the way how he behaved, everything was, he was a walking sefer Torah. So therefore there was hashus hashchina. When it came to the Akumas HaMishkan, said Rabbeinu Shloilem, I want you to take as hakarushim, those planks of wood, the atzei shittim oimdim, to remind you of Avraham Avinu v'hi oimed aleim tachas uetz v'yocheli. Remember the example of Avraham Avinu. Merely building a mishkan is not going to bring nashus hashchina. You know when you have nashus hashchina? When you emulate el malas avoisum yeshivi, when you go in the druchim fin the ovois fin the moes, you conduct yourself like they conducted themselves, then you'll be zoich el malas avoisum yeshivi. And because of that, v'usili migdash shachanti b'soicham, I want the mishkan should be in the center, it should be part and parcel of your lives. You should understand this, that the shchina is there, and make your lives, conduct your lives according to the shchina. How do you do this? You do it from starting from inside. Mi bayis mechitz tzapeni. Don't just work on the outside. Outside is also important, but the ik is mi bayis. Start on the inside. Work on the inside, your heart, the leiv tohoi. That's how we do it. Rachmuna libe boye. And when a person starts behaving like that, then people say, "Wow, look at this person, look how he behaves." The Gemara says, what does it mean? V'ahavtas Hashem lekecha, you should love Hashem. Says the Gemara, she'yehei habriyos oimrim, that people should say about this person, kama noim deruchav, look how beautiful are his ways. Kama misikunim, how beautiful, how lovely he conducts himself. This is, says the Gemara, she'yehei shem shamayim mis'ahev al yodcho. Through that you'll bring about a kiddush Hashem. People will say, ah, that's taka a frum yid. That's the way how a frum person behaves. Now I'm taka willing to learn. That made an impression on me. Now I'm a changed person. Till now, everything I saw and I heard from all these other people, I can see it's nonsense. They don't speak like these frum people. They don't talk like these frum people. They don't act like these frum people. Shehei shem shemai masav al yodcho. When a person comes to that madrega, this is taka the madrega of El Malas Avoisum Yoshivi, the Boishums of the Helfen. We should all be Zoicha to come to this madrega. Omen Ken Yerutzen and a Git Shabbos.